93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She got a look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
An American doctor who was exposed to Ebola while in Sierra Leone does not have the virus. He was hospitalized in D.C. last week and was tested negative for the disease. In other news, a three-year-old girl is dead following a car crash along I-95 in Prince George's County, Maryland. The child was inside a car that went out of control near Route 198 Monday evening and hit some trees. Two adults and a seven-month-old child were also inside the car. They are hospitalized with serious injuries. At D.C. Superior Court yesterday morning, a loaded handgun was discovered inside a man's underwear. 19-year-old Isaiah Bogan of Southeast was brought to the courthouse to appear for charges. The gun was found when he was searched at the courthouse. His hearing was postponed and he will likely face more charges. There's an approval by the D.C. Council for a pair of new marijuana bills. One bill will seal criminal records for D.C. residents convicted of nonviolent pot-related crimes. The other measure allows doctors full discretion to prescribe medical marijuana rather than being limited to some requirements. Voters in Virginia are evaluating who won last night's debate between Democratic Senator Mark Warner and Republican challenger Ed Lipsey. They tackle issues ranging from same-sex marriage to fighting ISIS to the Affordable Care Act. And in sports, the Washington Nationals have been eliminated from the National League playoffs with 3-2 loss to the San Francisco Giants. More on that coming up later in the sports report. And a couple in Maryland must have missed the good old school bus days. A man and a woman are charged after taking an Anne Arundel County school bus on a joyride. They had been drinking and were looking for change to buy cigarettes. Travis Champagne and Nicole Adams are accused of stealing the vehicle from a bus yard early yesterday morning. The stolen bus was recovered several hours later. I'm Britton. That's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.